It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H here in Carbon County as part of the Utah State University Extension, and they have their summer schedule, and it's ready to go. Fun things all summer long go on at 4-H, all year long, really, but they really amp it up in the summertime to give those kids something fun to do, and mostly just to get them out of the house. Delana, how are you today?
Fabulous. Thank you.
So, let's talk. How are things going down at 4-H right now?
Oh, it's really exciting. We've got so many things planned, and we're just excited to get it started and bring kids in.
And once again, like we said, you guys always have great things planned all year round, but you kind of kick it up a notch in the summertime. And it's mostly all to do with getting kids away from screens and getting them out of the house.
Oh, yeah. And new opportunities and just learn new skills and just try out a new event or something like that.
The other thing, too, about some of these activities is that most of them are covered under your 4-H fees, right? There are some that are going to be a little bit extra because of supplies and things like that. But for the most part, they're covered under your 4-H fees.
Yeah. When you become a member of 4-H, it lasts from September to September, and you get a free t-shirt. So make sure you come in to get your t-shirt. But yeah, that membership opens up so many clubs and opportunities for you to join camps and other things throughout the year. And sometimes other clubs and camps can have a little bit of a fee just to cover the cost of materials.
All right. So let's talk about some of them now, because we were just talking about them, and I'm excited for you. These sound like some fun activities that you've got going on. So let's talk about some of them.
Great. We have so many things. One thing that a lot of people have been asking us is sewing, because we haven't had sewing for the last couple of years. So we have three sewing classes, from the beginner all up the way up to even beginner quilting. So that's really going to be a good one for those who have been asking for that. We have photography. We have mountain biking. We have even frisbee golf that we're going to have a club and do that a little bit. Then we have classes, clubs that our teen leaders will be running, a healthy living. And also they're going to be doing drones and robots and things like that. So bringing in some STEM elements with these teen leaders. Then we have cooking. We've got three levels of cooking, and those will have a little extra cost, but you'll go home with a kit that you'll be able to do these fun things at home. There's kitchen science. We're even going to have a chopped version, and just so many great things that we've got. They're going to have food preservation 1 and 2, and so just a good round experience with some foods here. And a lot of these we really wanted to gear between for our middle school kids, that they just kind of seem like they just need a little bit more and be active. So we really want parents to look at those age groups, and a lot of things are open for those middle school and high schoolers, but several for the elementary kids also. We've got camps, overnight camps. We're going to have summer camp with Emory County this year, and we've got JYC, which is for 5th and 6th graders, and that's at Snow College. We've got a STEM camp that's here on Eastern Campus, and that is for 7th and 8th graders. And then Teen Summit is a brand new one for 9th through 12th graders, that all the teens that are in leadership will go to Logan Campus, and we have that will be open through their membership also to go. We even have a family fishing night that we've got open. So you want it? We've got it.
You got it covered.
We do. It's
lots of things going on. Now, if people want to get more information on these or have questions about any of these, what's the best place? Where's the best place to go? Can they call? Can they come to the office?
Oh, definitely. Come into the office if you like to. And our number is 435-636-3233. Call us. We'll be glad to help walk you through getting set up on Z Suites. And so Z Suites is where we have all of our members go to sign up for all of these events. And the website is 4-H.ZSUITE.org. And that's 4HZSuite.org. And all these things that you sign up for a membership, and then the next day you go back in and after you've been approved, then you can go into the event center and sign up for all these events and just make an amazing summer.
just head on down, and if you've got questions, they're more than willing to help you out, answer any questions that you have. Sounds like you're going to be busy.
It's going to be so much fun,
and,
yes.
And, you know, once we'd also talked about the fact that, you know, we'll see where mandates take us, but right now you do have a cap on some of the classes, but you may lift those. It just depends on what happens, really, so you just got to keep an eye on that, right?
True. Yes.
All right, Delana, thank you so much for coming in today. It's always fun when you come in because you always have a good time down there at 4-H.
That's true.
All right, so if you ever need to come back in, you're more than welcome to come on down. Let's talk about more stuff because 4-H is a great organization, and thanks for all that you do.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.